News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Alex Cooney is from Cyber Safe Kids. She is their CEO. Alex, for a long time, you have been pushing against unfettered access for kids to social media and for internet access at all, more generally, until it is age appropriate. Do you get the sense that you're out there trying to hold back the tide?
Yeah, you're right. We've been reporting on this for 10 years and trying to raise awareness about kind of what kids are actually doing online, you know, what their experiences are, where the vulnerabilities are. It is changing in the fact that we're talking about it more. I do think it's getting more media coverage. There is more regulation. Whether or not it's working is another thing. And I think one of the things we're saying in this report is it's not enough. It's not being enforced. It's not stringent
enough.
Well,
my God, if your numbers are right, that's some understatement. 70% of 8 to 12-year-olds have accounts on 13-plus social media apps, and you have something to the order of three-quarters of 12 to 15-year-olds using generative AI.
That's right. And these are massive increases. You know, 2 years ago when we first reported on children engaging with AI chatbots, I think it was something like 5% of 8 to 12-year-olds. That number today in this report is 55%. So we're looking at an 11-fold increase in the space of 2 years with these AI chatbots, which are honestly largely unregulated, and they can be deeply problematic when you consider how human-like, empathetic, self-affirming they're supposed to be, and of course engaging.
Well, of course the issue is, I mean, if a child is using generative AI to make a picture, how big a deal? If a child is talking to generative AI and seeking its advice or companionship, red flags everywhere, I assume.
Yeah, and we know that some children are. You know, this is, again, something we've surveyed. So we know that 16% of the under 13s and 20% of the over 13s are talking to the AI chatbots just to get advice. And even some of those children are saying they'd rather talk to an AI chatbot than a human. And this is deeply concerning. You know, we're all aware of these cases in the US, the UK, where children have ended up taking their own lives. And I have to say allegedly, because those court cases are still going. But they're because of what those conversations with the AI chatbots and where they led.
And who then do you hold culpable? Is it social media giants? Is it regulation, or is it parents?
A little bit of all of it. I would say I put most accountability on big tech. I think they're the ones making the massive profits that we hear endlessly about from their users. They are the ones that created this business model. They're the ones that are saying, oh, we're not responsible for what's, you know, posted on our platforms. That's, you know, up to the individuals who are posting it. And yet we know that children are being served up all manner of content because of that design. So I put most accountability there. I think the government should be holding them to account in a much more rigorous and forceful way. And I think parents, we need to do a lot more to support parents because, you know, another thing that we're pointing out in this report is that whilst hold-off movements are really working in some communities, it is not stretching to all areas of the country. And we know that all children are not benefiting from that guidance and support from their parents.
And hold-off movements being what?
So these are groups that are coming together around schools. I mean, probably the most well-known example is It Takes a Village in Greystones, where parents and the school have come together and they've agreed to hold off until children get into secondary school before they give them a smartphone, before they give them access to certain social media like Snapchat. And I think those groups really are making a difference. And we reported on this in our report last year. We saw a drop in the number of children in primary school with a smartphone. But as I say, if you break those numbers out, so this year we broke numbers out in children reports from children in DESH schools versus reports from children in the rest of the schools. And there really is a stark difference. I mean, the number of kids on social media, the number of kids playing over 18s games, the number of kids who say they have no rules, that there's really a stark difference there. So we need to make sure that we are supporting parents across the country. We are providing good alternatives so that children, it isn't the only form of entertainment or socialization, good, safe alternatives. But ultimately, we've got to address this business model. This idea that these companies get access to our children without the checks and balances, you know, a toy, medicine, clothing, any of those things that are intended for children are subject to rigorous checks and balances before they hit the market. This is the only industry that does not seem to get that. And that is a real fundamental problem. And we want to see that change.
Alex, thank you. Alex Cooney there, Cyber Safe Kids CEO.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.